Hello and welcome to Northeast Access Radio, coming to you on the frequency of 90.3. And also welcome to the Senior Citizens Programme. And in studio this morning, well, it's the evening, afternoon, let's get it correct. Tommy Smith, he's a local from Fingals, and he's going to talk to us about DCU, and particularly about the medics and their group meetings and all, to the, all that they carry on and all to that. And welcome, Tommy.
Thanks very much, Alice. It's great to be here.
Well, medics has been started about 16, 17 years. And, and it does tremendous work. So maybe you just give us your experience of medics up at DCU. Yeah. And they meet three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And there's two sessions.
So yeah.
One starts at 9 and the other starts at 11:30.
Yeah, I do. I do the heart.
Yeah,
so that's
Tuesdays,
Thursdays, and Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, Saturdays as well.
Yeah, they do Saturday, and they do two classes, I think, in the morning, and I don't know how many evening classes, but I believe there's 800 people visiting during every week. So.
Oh, I've no doubt there is, maybe even more.
Yeah.
Because last Friday there seemed to be quite a lot of new faces around, and that's you're doing the smart step, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm doing the heart smart.
So, what
happened to me was 2013, I was just walking in the park, mind me own business as you do, and I had a cardiac arrest, which meant the lights were out, you know, everything stopped.
Yeah, it just went bang.
Yeah, and luckily I had my son Robert with me at the time, and he had done some of the respiration on me and the phone for the ambulance. I was very lucky. I believe I had probably 8-10 minutes, you know, probably and they got me and brought me through.
He pumped your heart today and
they
all
did,
that.
And then I was put in a coma for 3 days, and then I came out with that. I was happy, but everybody else was wondering.
Oh, wondering what the hell's going to happen here?
I didn't know what happened, but everything changed after that. Then you know, we went to the rehab in the Mater Hospital, which I must say very good. The two Anns, they look after all the heart people, so they put us on the treadmills and everything else, you know, and then. You know, as you went along with them, you know, they progressed with you, and then they said, okay, you're ready to step outside now, and they recommended DCU, HeartSmart. So I said, okay, I'll try that. I thinking to myself that this would be just a load of old fogies like myself walking around doing feck all, you know, but it turned out it wasn't that.
There's no such thing as walking around.
No, it wasn't a bit like that, but looking back now, it's the best thing I ever did, you know, I have to say, because I've met to meet a lot of great people there, and the exercises themselves, like when we start doing the exercises, you do, for instance, circuits, and they bring you in sometimes TRX, you do weights, stretches, warm-ups, cool-downs, that's great. And if it's a lovely day, they'll bring you outside in the sun, and you can do it outside on the synthetic football pitch, you know. So I think the best, that's mainly probably the most important part, but the best part for me was the people that I met there, you know.
It's the social aspect.
Social aspect was absolutely great, because you normally have tea after, you know.
The tea is there all the time, and coffee.
Yeah. But there's a coffee bar then downstairs.
Oh, yeah, a lovely one too. They're just after doing it up.
Fabulous, yeah. And great, lovely people behind the counter as well. So we went down, myself and one or two lads went down just to have coffee, and all of a sudden it grew. This little thing grew here. We'd be at
gravitated like a magnet.
Yeah. And you know, it's just the cross section that were there of people from all different backgrounds and. And everybody just had one thing in common. It just clicked, you know. It was strange how that happened. So, and then what happened was myself and a lad called Pat Murphy, we went off on a Camino 1 year.
Oh.
And the two of us.
The whole shebang.
No, just two of us went. We went with a group of people from Croy. And when we got back, we were talking about it. And then the next year, there was all out of DCU, mostly out of DCU, there was eight people that went.
Yeah.
So we've done three trips already to the Camino, and we're going away again in September. And it's funny how that built up. I would have never met those people, you know.
That's the side effects of all.
That's the side effects. And while I'm on the subject of Pat, I'd just like to say hello to his mother, Anne Murphy. She's down there in North Strand. Lovely, lovely lady. I hope she's listening. And So that's basically it. So. You know, the trainers down there as well, the fitness instructors are brilliant. Yeah. There's a lad, Anthony, he's absolutely fabulous. And Fiona, they're mostly the teachers I meet.
Yeah.
And they're very good. And the whole staff down there.
Excellent.
They are really good.
And if people don't feel up to it, there's no pressure.
No, that's true.
You can sit down for 10 minutes if you want to sit down, or whatever. And absolutely no pressure.
No.
But everybody is trying to do their best, you know.
And
you said there's about 800.
There's 800, I was told the other day, passing through.
I've no doubt about that. That's easily, there could be easily 800. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's 16,000. It's about 16,800 students. And the amount of young people.
That's
and
they're
going past it. What are these teenagers doing here?
Yeah. But it's great because there's no ageism there.
Not at all.
The students are absolutely
fantastic.
Very good, you know.
I know that the people that have loads of disabilities, maybe in wheelchairs or maybe in Zimmer frames or whatever, or on oxygen tank. They always have a person with them.
True. That's true.
And they're not imposing themselves, but they're there to help.
Yeah.
And if you need assistance with getting up on the bicycle or the rowing machine or the treadmill, they're there to, and they'll stay there and they keep an eye on you. And they don't impose themselves on you at all. But they're just there to look after your well-being.
That's what the whole thing, it's great. But like, it is a life changing.
Excellent. Well, DCU in general, it's the first age friendly university in the world.
It's brilliant.
And there was a man over from, he was from America, and he was from Arizona, from. The university in Phoenix when I was talking to him last year, and they're trying to set up something similar over there.
Very good.
Yeah. Now how that was last year. Now how far they got with regard to setting it up, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've no doubt he was there as he was a professor, and he was on a sort of a fact finding mission.
Mm-hmm.
And he was into everything, you know, with regard to particularly senior citizens.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And they were trying to set up something similar. Now, you know, the first in the world, that's some achievement, I can tell you.
Yes.
And that just shows you the thinking behind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we know that the, you know, longevity it's getting longer.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know if that's a contradiction in fact or whatever. But the thinking is there. The people are getting older. And to make them more fit and fitter for life after they retire, and maybe it's just the mental imbalance when people retire. We'll do everything, we get the house painted, and then they sort of, you know, maybe sit down and the winter's bad and it's raining. We just watch television and just do nothing, getting lethargic.
Yeah, that can easily happen.
It can very, very easily happen. But this, the objective of it is this, to reverse all that.
And it does.
Oh, no, so it certainly does to a massive extent.
Yeah. Because I find, like, you know, the social life I had before, you'd go out for a few pints.
Yeah.
And you'd have more than a few pints sometimes. And you watch all that, and you watch your diet now as well, because you have to, you know, with the medicine that you're on. So I find that. We had a lad come in, a nutritionist, and he was brilliant. And he was there for 8 weeks, and he gave us all the types of food you should be eating and what you should.
And the calories.
And we all went along, you know, and had a go at this, you know what I mean? And you become aware of, you know.
Yeah, but the, well, it depends, like people with diabetes, which quite a few of them, the people using it have mostly type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. And they have to watch their intake and sugar and salt and all sorts of things. But the dietitian just push you in the right direction.
That's right.
And now I'm like myself, and never thought of it. But now I'm reading what's on the back of it.
Yeah.
You know, what's this? Sugar content 15%. Oh, avoid that if we can't get something else.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I think it's becoming more nationwide. People are becoming aware of what they're eating.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Well, I suppose older people, I don't know if it's the younger people so much. There's a lot of obesity out there at the moment, you know.
Well, apparently it's going to be one of the major factors with regard to health maybe in 20-odd years' time. But with regard to the longevity for people, older people, and that in itself is a resource. Mm-hmm. They have a resource of knowledge that can be passed on, whether it's nostalgic knowledge or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
like me, I'm still with Pigeon Post. You're talking about cloud computing, and it's up in the clouds.
Oh, I'm a dinosaur. I really am. I mean, they'd be laughing at me with the phone. They got me a smartphone there 2 years ago for Christmas, and I'm still going saying, "How do you do this?" And how do you? And I have all these apps that I don't know how they appeared, you know. And so, that's happening. Yeah. But, I don't take it too serious at the same
like
time.
Like me, I use it mostly for the time. But the the object of this program, it's been well thought out.
Definitely.
And the revolving, you know, like I say, 2002, I became aware of it.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't bother getting around to it until 2016.
Normal
procedure.
Well, like myself, I never heard of it at all until I had a heart attack. Yeah, and I had a cardiac, and that's the first time.
I had been there all right.
But it's great. I have to say, like at the Mara Hospital, the cardiac unit in there, they're brilliant, and the backup is brilliant. So I just hold them in the highest. And Dr. Mahan, he was there when I went in, and he ended up. I stayed with them, you know, and they're very good. They really are. And, you know, if you have problems, you can go and talk to them anytime or whatever, you know. So it's great, you know.
And, of course, they're noted for doing heart transplants and all that type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And, Beaumont does something similar. I don't know about the cardiac, but they have a cardiac. There's three surgeons down there that handle cardiac problems, you know. But it's the matter is the place for the top end of it.
Yeah, the changes in the matter now are brilliant, you know.
Well, I was actually in there last week and couldn't find my way around the bloody place.
Everybody's very helpful. They're great, you know.
It's about 25 years since I was in there with a broken wrist.
Yeah.
Where the hell am I?
Wandering
up and down corridors.
But they're very good. And like, I like, you know, the manners. They've good manners and they treat you well.
Nice. They're all very, very nice.
They
all address you by your Christian name.
Yeah.
Knows that.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's procedure or what. Mm-hmm. Or it's just general good manners.
Yeah,
I presume maybe put it down as general good manners as such, you know.
And I feel like I had an occasion to go into the A&E there a few weeks back, about 2 months ago, and I couldn't believe what's going on in there. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's hell on wheels for those.
Yeah.
The doctors and the nurses, and they're putting up with some abuse in there.
Oh, I've experienced it down in Beaumont, right? Yeah. And my experience at the hospital was fantastic, you know. And the And believe it or not, Beaumont was opened 30 years ago on the 13th of November last.
You wouldn't think that, would you?
I think it was 29th of November right. last, 30 yeah. years. But that's beside the point.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the Mater Hospital's oh. there since Methuselah, I think.
The nuns, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah.
like I say, I went in there then last week and I was wandering around and didn't know where the hell I was.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, everything is magnificent, spotlessly clean.
Ah, yeah, it's great. It's and that's what I said, the backup now I had with the heart and everything else, and then ended up going to DCU. It's great, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's a whole new sort of way of life. It's a whole new.
It's an experience.
It's another, and you're different people in your life, and everything else changes, and for the better.
Tell me about the Camino now.
Did
you do the whole 110 kilometres
no,
or whatever?
No, I've done three sections, and I'm doing another section now in September. But I aim to do the whole lot. I hope to do that.
Yeah, well, that is a terrible long slog.
It is. But I suppose, like everything else, if you take your time and enjoy it, there's no problem.
Well, I don't know much about it, but I know there's stops all along the way.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I presume there are hostels or hotels.
You stay in a hostel for €5, you know, which is...
€5?
Yeah, €5, that's all there is to stay in a hostel, you know. And, like, you'll eat fairly reasonable, you know, you'll have...
Yeah.
You know. Now, there's, you know, a lot of people now, like... It's gone very, very popular now, you know. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to be fit or extra. You can, if you can walk from here to Botanic Gardens, I suppose, you know, you could do the Camino easy because you just take your time.
Take it, sections and no rush.
No,
there's
no rush.
Yeah.
No,
and what was the weather like?
Weather was brilliant. Every time I went so far, touch wood, it didn't rain.
Yeah.
So it's probably waiting on me. You know?
Yeah. Well, actually, in the Middle Ages, people from Ireland used to go, and England, and I don't know about Scotland or Wales, but they used to do that trip. But it was once in a lifetime, like other people in other ages. The thing was to get to Jerusalem, you know.
Yeah.
And, Timbuktu or something.
Yeah. That's great. And you meet again. You it's fairly social. You meet loads of different nationalities there, and you know, people are prepared to talk and sit down and have coffee or a drink or a bottle of beer or whatever. You know, and it's great, and it's very interesting stories too. People have to tell.
And,
you know?
And what is the terrain like? Is it uphills or downhills or?
Yeah, some of it can be very, very hilly, and then some. You know, it depends. You know, but. I think
you're crossing Spain.
Yeah, but downhill is harder actually on your knees than going up.
Oh yeah, unbelievable.
So like a lot of people bring knee straps and these
walking sticks.
That's
or like ski things.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and you know, there's loads along the way. All the people, all the locals, and everything else are all so helpful, helpful. And like you get your lunch for less than a tenner, you know.
Yeah.
It's a breakfast for €3 or €4. So it's there's nobody ripping anybody off, you know.
Yeah,
it's
which is it's some sort of very, I won't say very unusual, but it's unusual. And and when you get to Santiago de Compostela, what is that like?
It's a lovely place. It's buzzing, and again, it's not that expensive there, you know. But when you get there, there's a big cathedral there. Now you can get your scroll as well. And they have this, you know, this the census, is that what it's called? They have a big, huge one that hangs out the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's about 8 or 9 or 10, they're like monks, I don't know.
Yeah.
They swing it, and it swings from one end of the cathedral to the other.
Yeah.
It's fabulous, you know.
And the incense stem.
And the incense all over the place, so you're born again Christian.
Yeah. And apart from the Lourdes, the ritual that you say, it's about 4 days, friends of mine used to do it regularly, and but they were pushed into 4 days, but used to take 6. But anyway, they that's a sort of a set pattern type thing. You know, you do the grotto, etc., etc., etc. In Santiago, is it you do it at your own pace? Or,
And it's not a religious thing. It's spiritual for some people, it is spiritual. But you don't have to be religious. You don't have to be. It's what you get out of it yourself. And that's exactly what it is, you know.
And had you to walk all the way back?
I had my bus pass.
which is a fantastic aid for everybody. You can fly from Santiago, can you?
Fly from Santiago. Aer Lingus are the only ones that fly from Santiago. But you fly out with Ryanair to whatever destination you want to start from. Like the last time we done the Portuguese walk, which was brilliant, you know.
Yeah.
All along the beach, you know, along the coast.
Yeah.
That was great, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, they're all different types of...
And this crowd from your friends from DCU, would they be with you?
Yeah. There's seven of us gone the next time. One of them is my son. He's not out of DCU. There's three not from DCU. The rest are all
DCU. With the group.
So they have a WhatsApp and they call it the Stent Brigade because they all have stents.
Oh, stents. The pen spring. That's what a stent looks like.
So that's it. So that they all, and it's getting, people are more and more joining us, you know. It's getting to be a bigger group every year. It's good. It's great.
And is there much organisation on it, you know?
No, not really. There's good people there with us, you know.
They can organise.
He was very good. Noel Doran, he organised the last. Very good with the flights and accommodations. And as we moved on, there was accommodations where...
This is where the computer comes in.
That's where I'm lost. But you know, you don't have to carry your knapsack either if you don't want to. You can put it in a taxi. You can put all the knapsacks, and he'll deliver it to the next town.
When you get there, you're good.
It's a matter of choice.
Yeah,
you know? Everything is a matter of choice out there. You know, it's great. It's really good. You know,
and originally, it was a pathway. Is it a paved or is it just...
They cut off from... You'd walk... If you're walking on a highway, they'd have a pathway. And if there was no room for a pathway, they'd cut you in through forests and nice places.
But I mean the surface I'm talking about.
The surface will be different types of surface. There's one part where you have to step down a big, huge, steep sort of boulder steps. Yeah. So that's not easy. But
I presume they have rails of some description.
But not really, no. But there's parts too where I think you can go another way.
Go around
it. You can go around it.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
So,
I mean, I think a lot of the people suffered were with their knees. If you have good, strong straps and you take your time and you have the sticks, there's no reason. Like, blisters is another thing you have to watch out for.
Blisters. Anybody doing any lots of walking or running, blisters
that's
is
true,
tired for the car. And they can be very sore, I can tell you. Of course, depends what socks you're wearing too, and what shoes you've got, and all sorts of things.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're still with DCU and they're going on holidays.
They're going on holidays.
29th. I can't remember what days they're coming by. And would you recommend it to people that didn't have any complaint at all? Of course, they have to be referred. The doctor has to refer you. But
I would recommend. No, it's not. It's not like it's not a walk in the park either. You know, it's. You have to put something into it. It's not a rest home.
You have to be motivated.
That's it. And a lot of people, you know, it doesn't suit everybody.
Oh, no. I know people actually came and it's explained to them on the first day. Mm. Now, this may be not for you. Mm. And just let us know if you're dropping out. So we let slot somebody else in immediately. Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a wait list.
There probably is now. But it's if you don't have to you know, sell your soul to the devil.
No.
Just go in and enjoy it, you know. Yeah. But you do have to put a little bit in to get something back in.
Well,
out, you know?
Of course, you get the I can't think of the name of the chap now. I was talking to him the other day. He does an introduction, and he has a big blackboard or the whiteboard, and they run down the things, what they and that's what. Yeah. And all the different things, and you you can answer questions and anything. Why is this and why
is that?
And it's a sort of an introductory, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're told, well, you try this, and it may not be for you at all, you know. This might psychologically it mightn't be for you or physically, but
that's it.
If you want to drop out, drop out. But just let us know so we can fill in your space.
That's it. Because, like, you know, a lot of people just come in and go, and they'd be there regular all the time.
Oh yeah,
but they don't generally socialise either. But then it's a choice.
Yeah, well, the crew that when I go up there. There's a queue, and they know all the names, the first names, and who are you, Joe, and this, that. And how did that thing go with them, whatever it could be? Or did you try that golf or whatever? Something or other. Then just a cup of tea.
That's it. And what fascinates me about it is that, like, the background I worked in a factory, right?
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of people there. There's all sorts of professions.
Yeah.
And yet we all sit down together. And we have a good bond. It's a good common bond.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody gets on well with everyone, you know.
Yeah.
So, the bit of cracking, a bit of slagging and all is on.
It's general well-being.
That's true.
That's what it is at the end of the day. And, of course, we know the senior citizens in Ireland are living longer and they're multiplying at a bigger, rapid rate. And it looks like now that we're looking at all the statistics, and it's going to cause all sorts of problems in the future with regard to resources.
Yeah, well,
so
we won't talk about resources.
Resources, and they have to be working out, and we do a bit with the loan and all the different groups, you know. And they have to, now is the time to be working at that and putting places and strategies and all that. Because a lot of them people, they're up at this year, they might be up there another 10 years.
That's true.
Or maybe longer.
They're
quite a lot of women.
That's true.
Now, which you wouldn't have seen before.
But
quite a lot of women there, and they're doing the same as yourself.
That's
or whatever.
Right. That's
and, to the best of our ability. Yeah,
they are indeed.
I see some of them on the treadmill. You wonder what.
I never looked at the statistics of whether more men have heart attacks than women or more men, but
I think it's amazing
there's more men where I am now. You know.
Yeah, well, it doesn't only just heart attacks, there's all sorts of other bits and pieces. Dementia, of course, is one of the big things. You know, they cater for everything up there.
But it's great.
The amount of money it costs is ridiculous.
That's true.
Ridiculously there, ridiculously cheap.
Yeah, because you can pay but as you go, you can pay
use everything.
And use everything.
And you can use it 24 hours, well not, you could use it every day.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of people do.
Beautiful. All the other bits and pieces and... and the aerobics and aerobics in the water and all sorts of things.
If it's raining, you can, you know, just hop down, get on a bus.
Yeah.
Hop down, walk in.
Yeah.
Do what you like to do, and then if you want to, you know, have a cup of coffee there.
It
breaks your day.
The amount of students that are there, the amount of foreign students.
That's right, they're all there now at the moment.
Now, I think now we just have come up to the break, and. Shall we be back talking now in a few minutes again? We'll just go on a little bit of another subject. It's a spin off from what we were talking about before.